This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As mentioned in the book, I have, you know, mentioned the biographies of the women from the time of the companions until our time. In every generation and in every region of the Muslim world, wherever any woman made any contribution in the field of the hadith, I did include her biography in my book. And the amazing thing really is sometimes their contribution is much, much more than a men's contribution. But the problem is people don't know this is women's contribution. So, even the Quran, I always have been saying really, even if you look Quran, the Quran that we read now, it is based on the copy, you know, owned or held by women, Hafsa radhiyallahu anha. And that is the copy from which Uthman made our 6 copies. If Muslims did not have trust in the women, he could easily sing, oh, it is copy from Hafsa, she's a woman, we don't know, maybe she added something, she deleted something, how can we trust? But no, they trusted her, and her copy, you know, her copy was the one became actually basis for all the copies in the world. Now every single mushaf is based on the mushaf of Hafsa radhiyallahu anha, that well known. But more than that really, after the Quran, in the morning session, I explained to you the importance of Sahih Bukhari. That is the most sound work in hadith. There's nothing equal to that. Now, Sahih Bukhari itself has many, many, many nuskha, many versions. Because when you teach, when you copy, differences can happen. Now, among so many copies of Sahih Bukhari, so many versions of Sahih Bukhari, people hardly know really which one is the most sound one. The most sound copy of Sahih Bukhari, people don't know. Most sound copy of Sahih Bukhari is by woman. Her name is Karima al-Marwaziyya. She died in the year 463 or 64. Karima al-Marwaziyya. Tell me really, this most sound work of Islam, we don't understand the importance for the women. Even this, one could imagine really, this most sound work, at least men and women should be equally narrator. But why is it that the version that women have got, that is more sound than the men's one? Though women have less opportunity, women actually have, you know, less, basically, in a Muslim society, the way it is not favorable to women. It's, you know, women actually are not, it's not easy for them to have knowledge. But still the copy that they have got and the way they taught, that became the most important, that actually more important than men's one. So at the moment, if you go to anywhere Muslim world, ask people what is the most sound copy of Sahih Bukhari. Everybody will say, An-Nuskhatul Yuniniya. An-Nuskha al-Yuniniya made by Sharafuddin al-Yunini at the end of the 7th century of Hijra. Read his Muqaddimah, his preface. He said, I based this Nuskha on the Rewaya of Karima al-Marwaziyya. Karima al-Marwaziyya Nuskha is the base of the most sound Nuskha of Sahih Bukhari. He mentioned every difference. Even if you look, the best commentary of Bukhari is Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani's Fathul Bari. Even in that commentary, all the time he keeps preferring the version of Karima al-Marwaziyya. So even in Sahih Bukhari, the most sound Nuskha or copy or version of Sahih Bukhari is basically coming from a lady. And still we think we don't need women scholars. If we do not have women scholars, we would never actually had this best copy of Sahih Bukhari. Why her copy was the best? Because Karima al-Marwaziyya was very, very accurate. When he copied the Bukhari from her teacher, she was very accurate in copying the book. And then she compared with her teacher to find out if there is any mistake, she missed anything in the copy. So she made sure that her copy is exact, basically true copy of the copy of her teacher. No, nothing missing and nothing added. But when she taught, it could be possible that her students don't take this accuracy. They don't have this care. What she did, she refused to teach unless you copy your book from her. If you come to her, she settled in Makkah al-Mukarramah. If you come to her to learn, you can't read Bukhari from your own copy. You can't buy a copy from the market. She will not allow that. What you need to do is, you have to sit down and write down copy from her own copy. First condition. Somebody said, I came to Karima and I wanted to read to her. She said, no, until you copy from my copy. Then I copied from her copy. Then I wanted to read to her. She said, no, until you compare your copy with me, with my copy. I see if there is something missing. Once I compare, she was satisfied that, you know, it is right and correct. Then after that, she allowed me to read. Her students say, no man has seen any woman like that. That no man, even hal ra'a insan qattu mithla Karima. Samani said, had any human being seen any person like Karima? So knowledgeable. They say, hal hafidha, expert of the hadith, Bukhari, piety, fear of Allah, and al mujawira bi baytillahi al haram. She became neighbor of Allah's house. She was from Central Asia, traveled to Palestine, came to Makkah al-Mukarramah and settled there. She never left Makkah and she remained there, and she died. When she died, she was more than 100 years old. She lived. And all this, just serving the hadith, she never got married. Sacrificed her family life, everything for the sake of the hadith. So Allah gave so much barakah. Now in Islam, after the Quran, the most sound book is hadith, Bukhari the hadith. And most sound nuskha of Bukhari is nuskha of Karima al-Marwaziyya rahimahullah ta'ala. So this is one example that you can see that how women's nuskha, that is the best one. I will give example for many others as well anyway. Second thing is, it's not only that really, even the highest isnad of Bukhari. And I mentioned the morning what isnad means. For example, in between Bukhari and between the Prophet are three. It is higher than those who are between them and Bukhari, Prophet, four people. So for example, in our time, mostly if I narrate Sahih Bukhari through my teachers in India or Pakistan or Bangladesh or Saudi Arabia or Syria, between me and Imam Bukhari will be 20, 22, 23 people. There's a lady, she has got the highest chain of narration for Sahih Bukhari in the whole world. When I narrate Hadith Bukhari through her, between me and Imam Bukhari, only 14 people. Bukhari died in the year 256. Now it is 1437. Nearly 1200 years on the death of Bukhari. Between me and Bukhari, just 14 people because this woman. The women have got the most sound nuskha of Bukhari and also the highest chain of narration for Bukhari. And I tell you this sanad, so you can count yourself. I narrate actually the whole Sahih Bukhari from someone in Syria called Muhammad ibn Abd al-Razzaq al-Khatib, who narrates from Abu Nasr al-Khatib, who narrates from Abdullah al-Talli al-Shami, who narrates from Abdul Ghani al-Nabulusi, great faqih, everybody knows him, who narrates from Najmuddin Muhammad al-Ghazzi, who narrates from his father Badruddin Muhammad al-Ghazzi, who narrates from Abu al-Fath al-Mizzi al-Iskandari, Mizzi in Syria and Damascus, Abu al-Fath al-Mizzi al-Iskandari. Abu al-Fath narrates from Aisha bint Ibn Abdul Hadi, died in the year 814 or 16. She is the highest person in the Sahih Bukhari. Aisha bint Ibn Abdul Hadi. She narrates from Abu al-Abbas Ahmad Ibn Abi Talib al-Hajjar, who narrates from Abu Abdullah al-Husayn Ibn al-Mubarak al-Zabidi. Zabidi narrates from Abu al-Waqt Abdul Awwal Ibn Isa al-Harawi al-Sijzi, who narrates from Abu al-Hasan al-Dawudi. Dawudi narrates from Sarakhsi, and Sarakhsi narrates from Muhammad ibn Yusuf ibn Matar al-Firabri, the last narrator of Bukhari from Bukhari, and he narrates from Bukhari. So you see, between me and Bukhari, just 14 people. And Bukhari has got highest hadith, between him and the person, three people. If I narrate those hadith of Bukhari through this isnad, between me and the Prophet will be how many? 18 people. Now it is 1437. Between me and the Prophet, only 18 people, you never can find anywhere. Tell me really, should we not be grateful to the women? The most sound nuskha from the women. The highest is the person who makes you nearer to the Prophet is the woman. Muhaddithin used to say, Uluwul isnad qurbu min Allah wa rasulihi. Highness of the isnad is the nearness to Allah the Messenger. Because then between you and Messenger, because less people. Women are the one who make us nearer to Allah the Messenger. And still we hate them. Just think. And why the Prophet actually has said that, you know, love of the women have been put in my heart. The Prophet loves women and we hate them.